This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel said Friday it is reopening a crossing into northern Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid to enter the blockaded region. The move comes hours after a candid phone call between U.S. President Joe Biden and Israel's leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden has issued a stark warning to Israel's leader after Israeli airstrikes killed seven humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In a roughly half-hour phone call, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the president told Benjamin Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on Israel moving fast on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
It could include altering military sales to Israel and America's diplomatic backing for the war. Either way, the threat itself is a sharp change for the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Body supports measures against Myanmar and investigation in Iran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN's leading human rights body has agreed to measures aimed at putting pressure on Myanmar and Iran, whose governments have been accused of using violence against their own people. The Human Rights Council, made up of 47 member countries, backed by consensus, a measure that calls on governments to avoid exporting or selling jet fuel to Myanmar if they believe its ruling military junta might use the fuel to violate human rights in the war-wracked Southeast Asian nation. It also urged a halt to the illegal transfer of weapons, munitions, and other military equipment to Myanmar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall now reports on the rejection of a Donald Trump request to dismiss classified documents prosecution against him.
A federal judge has refused to throw out the classified documents prosecution against Donald Trump, turning aside defense arguments that a decades-old law permitted the former president to retain the sensitive records after he left office. Prosecutors on Special Counsel Jack Smith's team countered that the law had no relevance to a case concerning the mishandling of classified documents. But Judge Eileen Cannon has yet to rule on other Trump efforts to dismiss the case, including arguments that presidential immunity shields him from prosecution. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden is scheduled to get a visit to U.S. Baltimore's port on Friday, where a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports on government efforts to help those impacted by the bridge collapse and blockage of the Port of Baltimore.
The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore took the lives of six workers, and now it threatens the livelihoods of many business owners. A Norwegian shipping firm is estimating it's already lost up to $10 million in the first week after the bridge collapse. But it's the smaller businesses getting attention right now.
A million containers that go through the Port of Baltimore every year.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin meeting with small business owners who are awaiting goods that haven't arrived.
They put everything in their life into their businesses to start it, to be an entrepreneur, to grow our economy.
The head of the Small Business Administration, Isabel Guzman, came to Baltimore to offer federal services and help open two resource centers.
To make sure that financial relief, financial support was available to them so that they could have time to strategically pivot, adapt, and survive.
She says they've already gotten 500 emergency loan applications. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers on Thursday continued efforts to save people who remain trapped following the strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Authorities said at least 10 people died and more than 1,000 were injured in Wednesday's 7.4 magnitude quake. Currently, 18 people remain missing. President Biden welcomed NATO's 75th anniversary Thursday as the Security Alliance hosted new member Sweden for the first time at a major meeting. And as Ukraine eagerly hopes for an invitation to join the group at an upcoming Washington summit. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.